as Donna Deegan emerges at 37% support in a brand new UNF poll out, as we have a closer look at that poll at WOKV.com. Now at 7:12, want to take you back out to the Buckman Bridge, where Florida Highway Patrol is actively investigating what we've now confirmed is a deadly crash and a vehicle that went over the bridge. Joined live on the line by Sergeant Dylan Bryan with the Florida Highway Patrol. And Sergeant, I hope you've been able to pull off safely now. Can you walk us through what happened? And this was about 3:30 or so this morning?
That's correct. We received the call around 3:30 this morning. Preliminary investigation shows that a Road Ranger truck that was patrolling the interstate system had struck the rear of another vehicle and subsequently put that other vehicle over the railing of the bridge and into the water of the St. John's River. We currently have multiple agencies and vessels and recovery efforts are underway to recover that vehicle. But that's also the reason why we also think it is a fatal crash, because no witnesses indicated that anyone exited the vehicle upon entry into the water.
Do you know, Sergeant, how many people were in that vehicle?
We do not at this time, but we have since located the vehicle just a few moments ago with the assistance of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, Florida Wildlife Commission, and other agencies on the scene. So the tow companies on scene are also recovering that vehicle and be pulling it out of the water, and we can confirm the number of occupants that are inside.
How, whereabouts on the bridge, and this is headed toward Orange Park, so northbound on the Buckman Bridge, we're not talking at the top of the span, about how far onto the bridge did the crash occur?
This is, this again is on the, like you said, 295 northbound on the Buckman Bridge. It's before the hump, so it's probably about about a half a mile onto the bridge itself on the outside lanes. We do have those two lanes blocked for the recovery efforts and the safe passage of other vehicles. So while traffic is flowing with two lanes of the bridge, we do have heavy delays in the area, obviously, because of the partial road closure. But as soon as we have, obviously, the vehicle recovered from the water, and evidence collected and captured on scene, will certainly open up the lanes as quickly as possible.
Understood. And again, this is from Mandarin into Orange Park. I would imagine it's also causing onlooker delays in the opposite direction as well. Have you been able to interview or speak with the road ranger who evidently was responsible for the crash? Are they going to face any charges?
Well, all that's still to be determined. Yes, we were able to interview him. He's fortunately not injured, and provided pretty lengthy interview on scene. So we're thankful for the information that he provided. As far as charges, that's to be determined at the conclusion of the investigation. We're just trying to determine why the two vehicles came together, and then of course trying to identify the unfortunate circumstances of the victims inside that car.
Was the Road Ranger responding to another incident at the time or responding to that incident?
No, he was not. From what I'm told, he was doing his normal patrol operations, scanning the roadways, assisting disabled vehicles and so forth. But we do believe at this point that it was just during the regular patrol operations that they do in our area.
What type of vehicle went over the bridge? Do you know, is it an SUV, a sedan, or anything at this point?
We believe it's a Toyota sedan, but that's yet to be confirmed until they bring that above the waterline. We'll be able to confirm the actual make and model of the vehicle.
Got it. And do you know, Sergeant Bryan, if that vehicle was off on the shoulder or was it blocking the lane of travel early on?
Still to be determined. We do believe it was obviously on the right side of the bridge with evidence left on scene. We're trying to determine whether or not it was in the shoulder or actually in the right lane of travel. But that information will become available once we analyze and process the evidence taken on scene.
All right, Sergeant Dylan Bryan with Florida Highway Patrol. Have I missed any points? Anything else that you want to pass along?
Just to encourage the public, we appreciate their patience getting through this area, but of course, if they can seek an alternate route, that would be beneficial to eliminate or alleviate some of the traffic that we're having in that area.
Speaking of the driver of the Road Ranger, you had said that an investigation will be underway. What's the status of that driver? You said not injured, but is that person in custody or were they free to go while an investigation's underway?
Free to go, yes, sir. This is not a criminal investigation. At this point, we don't have any indicators or suspicions to believe it was criminal in nature. That driver was interviewed. He provided some information to our investigators and will be released from the scene.
Understood. Sergeant Dylan Bryan with Florida Highway Patrol, we appreciate the update. And as we learn new information after you were able to get the vehicle out of the water and we learn new info, we'll be sure to pass it along and stay in close contact with us. Sergeant Dylan Bryan with Florida Highway Patrol on this developing storyline. Out of Mandarin and into Orange Park, take great care as you head across the Buckman Bridge, both directions, especially into Orange Park at this early hour. WOKV News Time 717.